KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Hle Ne Di and Woosh Kitan of the Ak Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands, who gathered driftwood for fuel, and whose children played on the beaches and learned to row in the harbor. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse our mistakes and gudas cheese for your patience as we learn. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is here from Theater at Latitude 58. Welcome, Heather Mitchell. Hello. Sorry about that. Got your mic on now.
Thank you, Shelley, for having me.
Thank you for repeating yourself. Theater at Latitude 58 does theater for all ages. You make it really accessible for everyone who wants to perform. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, we're a community theater, but our emphasis and sort of kind of our primary mission is educational theater. And we want to create opportunities for everybody at all ages and all stages of, you know, a theater journey, so to speak. So we have kids as young as, well, we have some workshops, kids as young as five that will participate in some of those, to our productions where sometimes they'll be as young as 10 and well beyond the years when we, you know, you get to a certain point and you stop giving the number.
Now, as a director, do you prefer to work with little children or grown adults?
Well, you know, as this is my directorial debut. I've never directed before.
Oh,
so
I see.
Most of my cast is comprised of children. So my experience up until this point has been just the kids. I did go into it knowing a lot of these kids, working with them as a performer or as a producer. And I thought I had a good idea on how they would respond in the theater setting. But I have to tell you, I think I was even more impressed. They really are, you know, they act like little pros, most of them, and take it seriously, but have a lot of fun. And it's been a lot of fun to be able to see them on this side of things for the first time.
That's great. So what are some things that you are learning to do in your first role as director?
Well, one of the things that I don't have a lot of background in, and so, you know, we talk about educational theater, this is my education, is to learn about the technical aspects of theater. I have not spent a lot of time backstage, and having to learn how to build together, you know, build light cues and figure out how to run those and the sound cues and make sure that my ideas for blocking actually work. I've had to kind of adjust this week with our tech. You know, I thought of, oh, we'll have them enter from here and they can move this thing. And then I, you know, conveniently forgot about a door in the way or that the wings didn't open in that area. And so I had to make some quick switches. So it's mostly like the technical stuff, the nuts and bolts of it that I'm having to really learn.
And of course, we're talking about One Act Wonders, your new production in which you're the director. And before we get into that, can you just refresh our audience? What was the last production that you put on and how did it go?
So in the fall, we did the musical Disney's Newsies, and it was very well attended, and it was very the feedback that we got from the community was highly positive. Everyone was really, really pleased with the quality of work that we're putting up on the stage. And, you know, we had 40-some actors in that show.
Wow.
And pretty darn close to full houses every performance, which is just, you know, there's nothing better than to know that you've got a full house there cheering for your cast. So that was the last thing we did, and we were really pleased with how that came out.
Did everybody have a good time?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Newsies is a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up this month, One Act Wonders. What is One Act Wonders?
Okay. So one of the things that we wanted to see happen was we wanted to create more opportunities for, like I said, new directors. And we thought that a one act show or festival might be a good way to go about doing that, because a one act play might be a little bit more manageable for new people. So we picked a couple of one acts and created a show, and that's One Act Wonders. And we have two plays, two directors. I will be directing the Law and Order Fairy Tale Unit, which is it is fabulous. And I, you know, I'm not just saying that because I'm a major Law and Order fan, but imagine that you take all those fun tropes, all the fun sort of those almost cliche things that you'll see in a crime show or a legal show, and particularly Law and Order, and they've adapted that to the fairy tale world. So we have some fairy tale crimes that we have to solve and prosecute. And that's the first show. And then we have in our second act, or I should say after the intermission, our second one act is called Relative Strangers. And it is a small show of three women, and Ashley Watt will be directing that. And it is just this kind of beautiful story of this relationship that sort of blossoms on an airplane, you know, where you can't get away. So you have two women, a young woman and a middle-aged woman, and the flight attendant who keeps encouraging them to make a connection. So these women, they both are in need of something, and then we get to see where that goes in the course of that play. It's really beautiful.
That's terrific. Well, they both sound like really interesting plays in and of themselves. So one act and then intermission and then one act.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
I like it. And this will take place at McPheeters Hall, and it's going on mostly this weekend, beginning on Thursday.
Yep. So we'll go ahead and have our opening night Thursday night, 7 p.m. at McPheeters, and then we'll have a Friday show at 7 p.m. On Saturday, we'll do two. We'll do a matinee at 2 and another show at 7. And then we'll finally wrap up the weekend on Sunday at 2. So if you're going to see basketball, there's still time to come see it on Sunday, just in case.
A lot going on this weekend.
I know. It's very hard to find a weekend that isn't chock-a-block with stuff. You know,
it's
first
true.
World problems, but yeah, it can be.
So how would we get tickets if we want to come to see the show?
So the tickets are available through Vendini. They're also available at Hearthside Books and Jack, as well as at the door.
Okay. If someone wants to audition for another upcoming production, what would they need to do?
So I would encourage them to go ahead and go to the Facebook site, our Theater at Latitude 58, or to go to our website at theateratlatitude58.org and go ahead and reach out to us through the contact us button, and we'll add you to our subscription list. And so we'll go ahead and send out notifications and email blast as to when we do our auditions. We generally, although we are not absolutely cast in stone in terms of how we do it, but we generally do a large show in the fall, and we'll go ahead and audition in early August. So people can be expecting to hear something in that area. But by all means, reach out to us now, and we'd love to get you on the list and maybe find some things for you to do in the meantime, because there's always something going on in the background.
Mm-hmm. And is this your big spring show, One Act Wonders?
Actually, we're going to have another one. We usually do try to offer a couple of plays in the spring to sort of give everybody something to do in terms of what their subject matter interest is or their age.
Mm-hmm.
So our show is... covers both adults and children. But we're also going to be doing a full-length production of Murder on the Orient Express, you know, the Agatha Christie classic, and that will be at McPheeters Hall as well. But that will be April 2nd through the 5th. So we'll be going first. We'll be a few weeks later. We'll have the full-length production, and Karen Allen will be directing that one.
Oh, you're keeping busy.
We are.
One Act Wonders, Law and Order Fairy Tale Unit, and Relative Strangers opens this Thursday, March 12th.
That's right.
7 p.m. You guys have a great website. I found a lot of information there, theaterlatitude58.org.
Yes.
And also your Facebook site. Law and Order Fairy Tale Unit, did you guys write that, or is that a play that's
been
done before?
No, it's a play. Yeah, it's a play by a playwright by the name of Jonathan Rand, and it's... You know, I was kind of looking for offerings that I thought would be fun for kids, but also fun for adults, you know, and I really do think that does exactly that. It's sort of like the perfect animated feature that you take your kids to. The kids laugh at all the silly stuff and the adults get all the jokes. So I kind of feel like that's what this is like. But we also have several parents, siblings, and other kind of connected people with our production who are stepping in and filling in one of our scenes for the jury selection scene. So we have some kids, and then we have a few special adult special appearances. So it's when I read it, you know, I got, obviously, like I said, I really like Law and Order. So I saw the title and I thought, oh, let's see if this is any good. And it was super cute and clever and accessible for everybody. So that's how we landed on that one.
Well, I'm excited for you to have the opportunity to direct it. It sounds like it's right up your alley.
Yeah, it's fun.
Heather Mitchell, thanks so much for being here today, and best of luck with One Act Wonders opening this weekend.
Great. Thank you so much.
Murder in the Orient and the Fall. I'm sure you'll be back to talk about that one again next month.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.